Welcome to a Curious Yogi podcast. I'm your host, Bobby, joined by living masters and awakening friends. We're here to illuminate your practice as we explore what it means to walk the yogi's path, to unfold peace from within, and to live the vision of oneness. I'm so delighted you're here. Now let's get curious. Welcome back to A Curious Yogi podcast. I am your host, Bobby, and I've got a very short and sweet episode for you, and I'm going to share some of my personal story, how Himachal Pradesh, the northern state of India, shifted my belief and mindset to one that is rooted in freedom, service, and sadhana, why I decided to host a retreat there, and of course, invite you to join myself and Simon for an incredible journey for 15 days of sadhana and exploration of this lesser explored area of northern India, and of course, the inner exploration that comes through satsang, meditation, and yoga. So picture this. A young 20-something-year-old, broke, addicted, depressed, and reckless lone traveler catching an old rickety bus on the side of a busy Delhi highway. She is lost, slightly in direction, relatively speaking, but lost intensely, inwardly speaking. Terrified of her choices that brought her there, completely unprepared, and at the same time, a kind of inner calm simmering inside or beneath the fear as soon as she started to head north. 14 hours later, she wakes up to a cold and bright springtime morning in the high Himalayas of northern India. How she got there, why she got there, what brought her there was a complete mystery. Bewildered and vulnerable, she felt as though a rope was pulling her through the choppy waves of her muddled experience, her muddled existence, and she hoped nothing more than to lose herself completely. She only had two plans. One was to see her dear friend, and the other to learn to meditate. It was her wish that these two plans would help her to find the resolve and direction out of her confusion and suffering. What an interesting predicament to spend one's whole life desperately searching, but never to know what for. And as it turned out, her inner guide, her inner guru, led her from Sydney's sandy beaches to the still cold Himalayan spring to not lose herself completely, but to find herself, her greatest, highest universal self, by letting that small individual wounded girl free, to find true freedom, to find her guru, to find the real meaning of yoga, and change the course of her life. And yes, I did also learn to meditate. Nothing about my epic pilgrimage was done out of being a good spiritual person or an honest understanding of being a seeker, a curious yogi, a jigyasu. But rather, the pilgrimage was done and inspired out of fear and desperation. In hindsight, it's always easy to see that every misstep was simply a step. Divine uneasiness, friction, and disillusionment with the world is still divine. Divine uneasiness. I know that now, having the framework and philosophical grounding to understand that there is a divine undercurrent giving rise to all of our human experiences. I didn't know it back then as I struggled and suffered for so many years, but how thankful I am that that pain and fear led me to northern India, to the feet of my guru, to learn it for myself. So the moral of this short story is an invitation for you to ask yourself, what are you searching for? And explore what kind of life you may co-create once you tune in to the wisdom of yoga and non-dualism and immerse yourself in a culture, a practice, a knowledge that does nothing but continually guide you to recognize your own highest inner being like a light post, like a light tower, that's what I'm trying to say, like a light tower just shining, saying, look over here, get out of the contracted inward small little individual me, open up to that resiliency, that compassion, that clarity that comes with earnestly, honestly, sincerely stepping into our sadhana, stepping onto a spiritual path. Not just once, not just one trip, not just two trips, not just 13 trips, but every single day, again and again and again. And of course, I still suffer. I am still a dysregulated, messy, hard to explain human being, and yet there is the anchor of sadhana, which again and again and again and again every day pulls oneself, pulls me out of the turmoil of existing as just this individual me. So, with that, I want to let you know, if you don't already know, that I am hosting a small group in Northern India this March aligned with my values of service, sadhana, and freedom. This retreat is not for anyone. It is only for the curious yogi who is ready, sincerely ready, to dive into philosophy, meditation, and satsang along with yogasana, in an area of India seeped with tradition, beauty, and heritage, totally conducive to exploration of both the inner and the outer worlds. I'm so excited to take this small group of travelers to the same exact area, to the same exact place where I stepped into my sadhana, where I learned to meditate and share the teachings of my teacher. Himachal Pradesh catapulted my spiritual journey, my healing journey, my yoga journey, my life's journey in a way I never ever imagined. And I'm calling on you, a brave and curious yogi ready to catapult your journey. This 15-day experience is for you who is ready to take the next step on your yoga or spiritual path. It's time for you to get out of the yoga studio and into yoga, so that you can return from this pilgrimage with your heart open, your vision clear, and the capacity and tools to live the knowledge of yoga in each and every moment of your life. I'll drop this little episode with a quote from Ram Dass, which we all love Ram Dass, which I really feel sums up what can be expected at the Yoga Sadhana Retreat Himalaya. Ram Dass says, "At first, you think that your sadhana is a limited part of your life. In time, you realize that everything you do is part of your sadhana." So that's my promise, my invitation for this trip to explore India through the lens of our sadhana, to explore and just delight in the magic of the Himalayas. So if you're interested, please reach out. My email, yoga@bobbypadel.com. If you're thinking about coming or curious to know more, the webpage is bobbypadel.com/Himalayan-retreat. So the info guide is there. There's a recording to our info session that we had a couple weeks ago. And we're only inviting 12 people. So it's going to be intimate and it's going to be all-inclusive, everything you need to feel supported as you explore the kind of mystical, often unbelievable elements of India. And I promise it will be an unforgettable experience that expands your whole being in a way you never thought possible, just like it did for me 10 years ago. So with that, I'll sign off. Looking forward to sharing next week's episode with you. I've got a great talk I'm editing. So I just want to end by appreciating you all, sending much love, much wishes for our freedom, for our gratitude, for our just steps forward on this path. So Amaram Ham, Madaram Ham, Om Tat Sat, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om.
Thanks for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed what you heard, please consider supporting the show at patreon.com/acuriousyogipodcast. And please leave a review. It really helps the show reach more people. Let's stay curious, connected, and keep walking the path together. In total delight, this is Bobby signing off until next time.